Okay, so now it's 12:11, and this is the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN. Pete Zimmerman's the producer. I'm John Williams. We said, did you get the stimulus check? How much did you get? What are you going to do with it? Sounds like most of you got the full boat. What are you going to do with it? The list includes ceiling fans. John, I've got my check today. I'm going to buy extra groceries and medicine. New chimney. John, we got the money in our account today. Going to save it. John, I bought a pool. A new chairlift for my husband. Catch up on my mortgage. Going to Las Vegas Easter weekend to watch the NCAA finals. John, yesterday I got $1,400. I'm going to buy a new iPhone. John, I got my $2,800 stimulus check this morning. Now I can partially pay for my travel baseball for my middle son, and it will give me a start toward a partial payment toward my eldest son's travel hockey this fall. John, I got bought a new mattress at the Quality Sleep Store on 55th Street in LaGrange. It's wonderful. They sell green, organic mattresses, no chemicals. Okay, that's what you're doing with your money. Let's ask Terry Savage to chime in now from terrysavage.com. Hi, Terry.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Leave it to you to do something like that. That's a great bit.
And it's a slice of life, yeah.
Yeah, that all the economists in the world, oh, well, you know, it'll just go into speculative gambling in the stock market, or people desperately need it to buy food, all of which may be true, but you cannot generalize. And that's a good, we haven't had a lot of good news for a long time, so I hope those people enjoy it. I hope they save some, too.
Can I ask you a question? Somebody earlier, though, said they were supposed to get $1,400. They got $846. Hold on a second. I'll turn that down. They got an odd amount, much less, maybe $600-800 rather than $1,400.
And that's strange. Well, then their income, adjusted gross income. Now, look, first of all, it depends on whether, you know me, I'm going to get picky here. The IRS based it on your 2020 return if not only you had submitted it and they had processed it already. And that's, even though about a third of people have filed for 2020, not all those returns are processed, and you can't quite figure it out by going on the IRS website, even though they tell you to. So many, many of these initial checks were based on 2019 income. And if the 2019 income was $75,000 or less on a single return, you would have gotten that stimulus check. But remember, in 2019, the phase-out was much higher. Now it phases out completely. No stimulus above $80,000. So I am guessing that this person, A, had not filed 2020, and in 2019 may have had income that was just above $75,000, between $75,000 and $80,000, and therefore got a partial payment. If that's wrong, or if you're now about to file 2020, which was a horrible year, and this year you're single filer and your income went down to $62,000, then when you file a year from now, then you will be able to claim the difference based on what your 2020 return showed. You'll claim it on your 2021 return.
There are some people who made more in 2020, though, than in 2019 and haven't filed. If it was based on their 2019 income, and by the way, with the higher thresholds, it sounds like some people are destined to get money that they should not be getting. And I heard from some of them today, too.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't file my 2020 return yet, especially if you filed last year and if you had your direct deposit information. Because they said, I'm 99% sure I heard them say this on the press call, that they won't be coming after you to get it back if you got the full stimulus, the full now $1,400 based on your 2019 return. But somehow 2020 was a banner year for you and you were single and
yeah.
You made $110,000.
Yeah.
And they gave you the money, you get to keep it. They're not coming back after it, unlike the state of Illinois, who made its own mistakes and comes back after you.
So Illinois would claw back some of that, huh?
No, well, I'm talking about unemployment. That's just, sorry, my pet peeve. I don't want to get off the subject.
That's right, but we're talking about stimulus. Yeah, we're talking about stimulus.
Yeah.
Illinois won't touch that. Okay. It's 1215-312-981-7200. Not surprisingly, the phone lines are busy. There is one open for you, 312-981-7200 with Terry Savage. Terry Savage, terrysavage.com is her website. She joins us on Wednesdays. And Terry, you are a very popular guest today.
Good. Well, everybody's getting money or wondering where it is. So, of course, that has nothing to do with me. It's money, money, money.
Yeah. Hey, John, please ask Terry Savage regarding the $10,200 unemployment compensation exemption from federal income tax. Is the state of Illinois going to do the same, and if so, how?
This is a very interesting question. I'm glad we're going to tackle this first. The IRS, with whom I speak to now almost on a daily basis, has not come out with the federal income tax we're talking about now, about how to handle this. They have, actually, there's a new article up on my website called Update for the IRS Treasury EIP number 3. And on there, there's a link. They have, the IRS has put together, if you're filing a paper return, it has put together a worksheet with instructions how to claim that $10,200 deduction on a paper return. But what they're in the middle of doing now is deciding what they would do on the federal tax returns. They're trying to put the, you know, all the tax preparers, tax cuts and TurboTax and everything, have to change their tax software forms. So the IRS has said to everybody, please hold off for a few days. We're going to give you a workaround for that $10,200 deduction so that you will be able to file electronically and claim it. Now, if you already did file your federal tax return electronically and you didn't know about this, it wasn't announced, it was a very last minute thing that you could deduct $10,200. Do not, they emphasize, file an amended return. They're also going to try and figure out a way to pick out those returns and give a credit back to those people. Either they'll mail it
automatically,
back
automatically,
credit against next year.
Yeah.
Now, the state of Illinois has been strangely silent on that. I have no idea whether they're going to follow the federal guidelines or not.
That is, they might not grant the exemption. You might not be able to deduct that.
It's a federal exemption, and when I asked the IRS, they said it's up to each state to decide its own tax policy.
Yeah, well, I guess so. And Illinois has not weighed in on this.
I have not seen Illinois weigh in.
Well, what are they doing?
Correct me
if
I'm wrong.
If Terry Savage doesn't know, then it's generally not known. How does Illinois not have an answer to that right now? It's March.
What can I say?
That's the answer.
Somebody may know that it was announced. I mean, I'm not all over the Illinois website, but I haven't seen anything announced.
John,
I bet we have one of our smart readers who's going to listeners
yeah,
call in and say, yeah.
Why did I get $2,400? I thought I was only going to get $14. I'm hearing from people getting more money than they thought they should be getting.
Oh,
and I guess we've answered a version of that,
well,
but it may be based on your 2019.
No, that's an odd number, though.
Yeah, it is.
That's a very odd number. I mean, people have gotten $2,800. They didn't realize that their 18 or 19-year-old child would be a dependent, and you got another $1,400 for that child. That's a very odd number. I have no idea.
One of our listeners is frustrated because they can't. Well, in fact, I'll let him explain it. Mark, you're on WGN. What's your question?
Hi, John. So my son, actually, he's a triplet, so it's all three of them are 26 years old. And so last year, they were on my insurance, and I claimed them as dependents. And so when they filed for the stimulus, they were told no because you're on your parents.
Yeah.
And now this year they're not because they're 26. And it is still coming back and saying you're either not qualified or we need more information. But they don't tell you what information you need. So how do you know whether you are technically qualified or not?
I don't know what is coming back to you, but let me ask you two quick questions. Did you file your 2020 return yet?
No.
Good. And you're not going to claim them as dependents anymore?
And last year, I did not claim them as dependents.
Oh, really?
The year before that, I did, and they had been going...
Okay. Well, what they need to do, each of them now, is to... There's separate issues here, okay? Number one is the original two stimulus checks, and they need to file a 2020 tax return. They're 26, so they can be presumed independent, even if they were still living with you. They presumably are independent, and you didn't claim them as dependents. And they need to file a 2020 return. Each of them, on line 30, claim both the original stimulus payments. They should, since you didn't claim them as dependents on either 2019 and you haven't filed 2020, they should also be able to get the $1,400. But the fact is, the IRS may not know they exist as taxpayers or as people with their own because they're not dependents on your return, and they haven't filed their own return. So they may
have filed. Two of them have.
Oh, they have, as independent. Okay. And they just filed recently?
No, last year. I mean,
last year.
No, I'm not hearing either of them.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did they file last year independently?
Yes.
They did. Okay, well, then they should get a direct. Did they put direct deposit information in? They'll get a direct deposit $1,400. And now they should file their 2020 returns and claim the first two stimulus on line 30.
Okay, I hope that helps. But I just want to insert this. For people, when they have questions, is there like a number to call? Is there somebody at the IRS?
No. Here's the thing. You know, I have no ego in this. I just spend a lot of time working on this stuff. And I even have a tough time getting through to my guy. I mean, he's terrific about responding to my emails. There is no number to call at the IRS. That's what the problem is. That's why if the IRS had a bank of phone lines that does what I do, you wouldn't need me, I'm sure, maybe for other things. But this is very complex, and it's you know, I got to give IRS credit. I really think they're doing a spectacular job of getting this money out while they're collecting tax returns.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much it would cost to hire 1,000 people and give them a crash course on the basic questions, like why did I get more or less than I thought I was going to get? Can I still spend this money? I don't know. But I mean,
the IRS feels very responsible for all the information it gives out. So they want, I think that's why you don't get that.
Oh,
but at any rate, it's very complex. I always try and explain it simply. And sorry, that was a wickedly complex question.
Thanks for the call, though. I hope that helps. We'll go on to another call, and that is going to be Diane. You're on WGN. Diane, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to thank Terry because my husband and I both got hacked by someone through Employment Security. And I have gone on there. I just got my husband's hacking information on Saturday in the mail, so I have to go through it all again for his Social Security number and all that. But I wanted to thank her because even though it's a very time-consuming process, it's spelled out so well in her website that it's just such a benefit to everybody. And I wanted everybody to know if you've had that, don't just, you know, report it to your police or whatever. Follow what Terry says and get it straightened out, because I really can't thank you enough. I would not have known to get in touch with all those agencies and that. And I just really want to tell you I appreciate it. And I'm hoping that stops everything or at least alerts me. So thank you for that.
I think you'll be fine. Thank you. You made my day. The article is still up at terrysavage.com. It says, Identity Theft, Do This. It's on the right-hand side. You have to scroll down under this big blue box that says Financial Links. But it's up there, and it's got links within it for how to freeze your credit, et cetera. Thank you, Diane, for saying that.
484, I'm a gig worker. If my unemployment insurance has expired, will I still receive the $300 payment contained in the stimulus plan?
No. I wonder if you're an Illinois resident. There's some crazy things have been going on with IDES lately, and a number of people wrote me saying the state is out of money and it says it's not paying unemployment. I said, that's crazy. I don't, what do you mean? And Then someone sent me a press release from a week ago, so I missed it. I'm not there. We don't talk. The Illinois Department of Communications for IDES and I guess are not on first name basis anymore, saying that the state was using its prerogative basically because the unemployment numbers aren't so bad anymore to not give extended benefits. So there's a lot going on with IDES. Pretty much. For sure, you're not getting the extra $300 if you have been declared ineligible for more unemployment compensation. But there are a lot of issues. I'm trying to figure out a way to work through those.
I've got a couple.
The answer to your question.
Yeah. John Williams, my husband and I got $5,600 deposited today. $5,600. We have two girls in college. So is that why we got $1,400 times four?
Yes.
Sure, that makes sense.
Because this stimulus doesn't discriminate based on age. So if there were dependents on the most recent tax return, the IRS process, each one gets $1,400.
John, did payments for dependents come to parents? We'll pick it up here in a minute. Terry Savage will start with that one. And you can call, too, 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch. Wintrust Business Lunch is produced by Pete Zimmerman. I'm John Williams. Wednesdays at this time. Terry Savage joins us to answer your questions. Stimulus checks have rolled out. A lot of questions and comments about that. You can also email Terry directly, terry@terrysavage.com.
Don't do that. Please don't. Just please post your questions on my Ask Terry blog, terrysavage.com. There's a big button there that says Ask Terry. It's much easier for me to get to them. I get to them faster if you post on my blog, and I'm actually behind. I've been overwhelmed.
I'm also going to be giving Terry's cell phone number and personal address. You'll want to have a number to pencil.
line up on my doorstep.
Go to terrysavage.com.
Everybody's doing something. I think everybody's trying to do something to help. I mean, I don't compare myself to the nurses and doctors on the front line or anything like that, but I think this year has brought out, I hope, the best in so many people. Everybody trying to do a little something to help neighbors and friends. That's what this falls under, this category of what can I do to help? This is what I'm good at.
Did payments...
Let me just say something. I know people have questions about, and I'm going to just make this very quick, but we should note that we are waiting for the Fed to come up with an announcement, which probably won't be dramatic, although everybody will look at all the different words, in about a half hour. And they're going to talk about how everybody thinks they're going to say, no, we're not raising rates. We're glad the economy's going faster. We're glad that we see a little bit of inflation. There's plenty of room for inflation. And don't worry about it. We're going to stick with our plan of easing and giving the economy plenty of room to grow. Whatever they say in the press release, then the Fed chairman will talk about a half hour later, and everybody will be looking, what did you say? Did he mean this? Did he mean that? That's why the stock market's holding its breath. Meanwhile, the bond market, the 10-year Treasury note, which we always report here, is the base rate on which mortgage rates are based. It's gone up dramatically. It's over 1.6% now. It was, a year ago when the market crashed, it was about 0.5%, half of 1%. In January, it was 1%. The 10-year Treasury rate has jumped dramatically. Mortgage rates are already up 30 basis points. In January, I said the one thing you got to do right now is refinance now. This is get your refinancing done. So rates have moved up. The stock market's just holding its breath to see how what the Fed says is perceived. So that's the noon business hour. Wintrust probably care a lot about the fact that we do talk about the market.
I do, too. And I think that interest rate stuff is, if you were thinking about buying next year, maybe you ought to move that purchase date up a little bit if the interest rates are going to go up.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And then, of course, if the Fed said something like, well, we're getting a little nervous, I mean, things would change dramatically. Rates would go up, markets would go down, but they're not going to say that.
Did payments for dependents come to parents? One of our questions. This is a stimulus question, Terry. I don't know that I entirely understand that question. Did payments for dependents come to parents? But if your parent is a dependent in your household, then you would be able to, then they would get a stimulus, right?
Yeah. Now, this round, not the first two. We spent all those hours drilling into people. No, if they're 17 or older, they don't get it.
Yep.
But for this round, they saw the light, and even if it's your elderly mother who lives with you or doesn't live with you, but you claim her as a dependent, or your 22-year-old who is off in college, but you claimed as a dependent on your most recent return that they have already reviewed, then they get a $1,400 check. But the interesting thing is, and there's going to be a lot of this, I mean, your mother-in-law really wants that $1,400. You claimed her as a dependent, but that's her money. But it comes to you, the person who filed the tax return. Let's be gracious about this, okay? Especially if it's someone knowledgeable. How about your kid is signed up for student loans, and the $1,400 comes to you? Maybe you could just apply that directly to outstanding student loans, that kind of thing. But the person who filed the return, claims the dependent, actually gets the money.
Does Terry know the form number for paper tax filers for the $10,200 federal exemption?
Yes, they haven't come up with a new form for that yet. Let me just click on the link that's in my column, and they're going to claim that deduction on line 7 of your 1040, and I'm clicking through to see if they've updated the link. And the link, which is on my website, the top column, the latest column update on this whole EIP program number 3, there's an article called New Exclusion of Up to $10,000 of Unemployment Compensation. That's what happens when you click on the link, and you should receive a form 1099-G showing all your unemployment, which we all know you did. And there's a whole instruction about how to file the deduction on paper returns. So read the article, click on the link that's near the bottom of my top current article on the stimulus.
Rick, you're on with Terry Savage. What's your question? How can we help you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for what you do. I got the first check, and I did not get the second one. And I filed my taxes in the middle of February, still hoping I was going to get the second one, so I didn't list anything on that line 30. So is there any other option for that? And I assume since I didn't get the second one, I'm not going to get the third one either.
No, they're totally separate. Let me take you back. The $600 check that was voted on at the last day of December and went out in January, and the law said it had to be all sent out by January 25th, so they raced to do it. And the only way to claim that $600 was on line 30 of your 2020 tax return. You might want to file an amended tax return. But
okay,
the stimulus of $1,400 now is based on what they have. And if they have your 2019 return and you qualify, they'll send it out to you based on that. If they have your direct deposit, it'll be in your bank account this week. But
they haven't even processed my 2019 return yet. So
was that paper?
It was paper. Yep.
Well, that's what you get for filing paper. But did you file 2020 paper?
I'm not going to next year.
I mean, come on, you haven't been listening long enough here.
I think he has. Yeah.
Have you filed your 2020 on paper?
Yes, I did.
For 2020. Okay. Here's what you must do: go get a tax preparer to help you. File an amended 2020 return online with your banking information, because you're not going to get your stimulus check for $1,400 till they get around to it, which could be a while. But if you will please put your 2020 return electronically with banking information, claim the $600 on line 30, and maybe you'll get a shot at the second pass. If they already get your tax return for 2020, maybe you'll get that direct deposited when they do a second pass before they run through and start sending out paper checks.
Lots of helpful
information.
And here's
the message.
Here's a message
to everyone out there.
Here it comes.
Yeah, I know you were bumping up against the end probably, but this year, 2020, you need to file your tax returns electronically. I know that scares a lot of people. If you go to irs.gov/freefile, there are links to all the free file help to file your returns electronically. It intimidates the heck out of me. Taxes do that. I'm biting my teeth when I give you all this advice. But you need to file your return electronically. You need to open a bank account. I'm going to give one more quick piece of advice. I know you got a commercial coming. But look, a lot of people have posted on my blog that never filed tax returns before, that get benefits checks, for example, that they take to a currency exchange. Sorry, I hope we don't have any currency exchange sponsors, but you're getting ripped off. So please, open a bank account. They have almost free checking accounts at all the major banks. Deposit this new stimulus money in it if you get a paper check, and have all your benefits deposited directly.
TerrySavage.com. Go to TerrySavage.com. We'll spend more time next Wednesday as well. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, John.
And there she goes. It's 12:45. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. More business news with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Smart windows are coming to O'Hare Airport. The Silicon Valley-based tech company View has announced it will install its windows in the 350,000-square-foot expansion of Terminal 5. The windows use artificial intelligence to regulate the amount of natural light that comes through while minimizing heat and glare. According to Chicago Inno, View's windows are being used by several big companies, including Facebook, Google, and Netflix. Live concerts at Wrigley Field could be coming back if the city of Chicago decides to play ball. The Cubs have proposed bringing back the 2020 concert schedule in 2021, but it's not clear how many people will be allowed in the ballpark or what kind of precautions will be in place. The concerts are scheduled to kick off July 17th. Among the acts that could perform at Wrigley this summer are Chris Stapleton and Maroon 5. Live concerts will also be returning to Ravinia this summer. The festival announced it will open its season in July. Concerts will have reduced attendance capacity and seats reserved in advance. Ravinia's full lineup will be announced next month. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
And over to Steve Alexander on the agribusiness scene.
Oh, big day today, Johnny. It's National Corn, Beef, and Cabbage Day. Yay! Yeah, just remember, no farmers, no corn, beef, and cabbage. Yeah, I think a hearty Irish stew would be an acceptable substitute on a day like today, don't you? Yesterday, I talked about raw milk. More milk talk today. A2 milk has been showing up on store shelves with labels claiming it may help you avoid tummy trouble. So what's the deal with A2 milk?
A2 is milk from cows that only produce this one particular variant of beta casein.
That is Dr. John Lucy, a professor of food science at UW-Madison, also the director of the Center for Dairy Research. He lost me when he started talking about beta caseins and peptides and the like. He says the hullabaloo about A2, as he calls it, began over 25 years ago when a researcher in New Zealand supporting A2 claimed the regular milk we drink causes serious diseases, from schizophrenia to cancer. But upon further review, those claims were debunked.
In fact, major studies and review articles came out and said there was no evidence for those serious diseases.
A lot of money has been invested in A2. An entire brand, trademarked A2 milk, came onto the market a couple of years back. And there's been a lot of tinkering with cows' genetics to get them to produce A2 milk only. So is A2 healthier than regular milk?
It's still unproven or not an accepted fact by the major organizations.
Professor Lucy says most of the milk in stores has both A1 and A2 proteins in it, and there's nothing wrong with either. In fact, he says milk and other dairy products, even the full-fat ones, are in again.
There isn't really even much debate about serious nutritionists that really consumption of full-fat dairy has any significant negative impacts.
Yeah, most of the milk in stores comes from Holsteins. Those are the black and white cows. We got that. Most of the milk is from Holsteins, the black and white cows. By far the most common breed in the U.S., and their milk is mostly a mix of A1 and A2. So, bottom line, if that A2 milk makes your belly feel better, go for it. Otherwise, you may be wasting money. Chicago Board of Trade right now, wheat is trading about a nickel lower. Beans are down 7 cents. Corn is trading about 2 cents higher. And that's your money on 720 WGN.
Speaking of trying to go pain-free, there is a place in Albany Park called Kepri Cafe. It is a coffee shop, but it also offers healthy food options and a unique CBD-infused cold brew coffee. Let's catch up with another Chicago business. Here's Tatum Drews, the owner. Hi, Tatum. You're on WGN.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
How's business?
Business is it's picking up. You know, it's definitely been an interesting year, but it seems like, you know, society is opening up to the idea of getting out a little bit more. So it's definitely, it's getting better.
So you've been open for a couple of years, right? 1 year to see what it was like before a pandemic, and then 1 year to see what it was like with a pandemic.
Well, actually, you know what? We opened in February of 2020. So we opened our physical, the Kepri Cafe, just 5 weeks before, you know, the shutdown happened. So, you know, we pivoted to the idea of where we thought we were originally going to be going, but we're making it work. So we're looking forward to, you know, the year ahead. I think if we can survive the past year, we got a lot of good things coming our way.
They say new businesses struggle or have to survive 5 years to see if they're going to make it, but maybe it's 1 year if it's a pandemic. So congratulations to you. Tell me what I get when I go to your place.
Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. So Kepri Cafe, you know, our philosophy is rebirthing yourself through food, movement, and natural supplements. So at Kepri Cafe, we offer a wide menu of, you know, coffee drinks, teas. We have salad sandwiches, bowls that focus on quality ingredients and good food fare. And then we also have a big grab-and-go section, so making it convenient for our customer to know, just jump in, grab a salad or a sandwich on their way out. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a very large retail section. But the unique thing, as you mentioned earlier, to our menu is we are CBD-focused but not exclusive. So you definitely, you'll see a lot of CBD menus on our item and available for purchase in our retail section. Our CBD Kegged Cold Brew is one of our hottest items, but you can also infuse a CBD dosage into salads, different drinks, smoothies, stuff like that.
If I do the beverage, then what is the effect if I have a coffee with CBD infusion? Coffee is a stimulant, and CBD, I think, would chill me out or relax me. What's the net effect here?
Correct. So, you know, that's definitely one of the biggest questions that we get. I will tell you, consuming CBD with your coffee, you won't get over-caffeinated, so you're not going to feel that jittery effect or anything. You won't feel drowsiness, but having the CBD in your coffee, it's just going to be another form of consumption for taking your CBD. So, you know, that's something that we do focus on, and that was kind of the direction we were going pre-COVID was to be an event and social educational space that educates society on the cannabis industry. CBD is a big part of my life, and I'm a success story myself, and something I significantly, you know, I truly believe in. But if you're not appropriately taking it, there's so many variables that's going to influence your success with CBD. So having it in our coffee, it's just one other way to consume it. But, you know, there's many steps following up to get those maximum benefits.
Kepri Cafe, K-H-E-P-R-I. Kepri Cafe is at 4650 North Kedzie Avenue. I'm intrigued. I'm sold. I'll swing by, Tatum, and check it out. But yeah. it sounds good.
Yeah, we love to have you come by. I definitely want to make it known that in our retail section, we support 100% Illinois and Chicago businesses. So you see a lot of different, you know, food startup companies, candle companies, jewelry companies rotating throughout our space. So it's something we're very proud of, is just helping our neighbors and investing in our community.
I can tell.
In our city.
I can tell. Yeah. Kepri Cafe, K-H-E-P-R-I, cafe.com. Okay, Tatum, good luck. Thanks.